The directors and writers of Dear Angelica wanted to create a film where the viewer can explore the fantasies of a young woman as she mourns the death of her mother. Shashka Unsel, director and co-writer, felt inspired by how stories have impacted his own life.
There's kind of the micro story, which is about a parent and a child and how our parents, the way they live their lives, but also the stories they tell us, how they shape who we are as people. And then the larger scope, it's because the mother in the piece, she's also an actor, so she made movies. And I think all of us who tell stories and make movies, people will watch them and they will influence people. By the stories we tell, we shape the world and we shape the people.
Artistic director Wesley Alsbrook wrote the words, "Goodbyes and movies are so much better." She wanted to expand on how stories have ideal endings compared to the less satisfying endings that happen in real life.
This is a story about mothers and daughters, and I think always, like, as a woman, like, I never want to live the life that my mother lived. And I don't know, like, even as a kind of, as a woman now, I think that our roles are different in movies. I feel like film gives us a purer experience. I feel like stories give us a purer experience of what we want our lives to be. And for me, this piece was about the difference between like the stories we tell and the way things actually happen.
Dear Angelica has small details spread throughout the film of the character's imagination, such as stars and dragons, as well as memories of car rides and the laughter of Angelica, the main character's mother. In this sculpted world, the audience has the opportunity to watch the main character process her loss through her imagination. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.